Months ago, when reporters asked Governor Scott about his position on climate change, he told them, quote, I am not a scientist.
Well, we're trying to convince him that climate change is real. He says he's not a scientist, but that's not an excuse for avoiding the issue of climate change. 97% of the scientists, myself included, believe that it's happening, that it's real, and that it's a real threat to the state of Florida.
University of Miami Associate Professor of Ocean Sciences John Van Leer is among a group of scientists who last month wrote a letter to Scott asking him for a meeting to discuss, quote, the current and future impact of human-induced global warming on Florida. Scott at first said his administration would meet with the scientists. Later, he changed that to saying he himself would meet with them. That's after Democratic gubernatorial hopeful Charlie Crist decided to meet with the scientists last month, which Scott called a publicity stunt. Still, hours before the meeting, Scott told reporters he wants to hear the scientists out.
I'm excited to meet the scientists that are going to talk about global warming. So what I'm looking forward to with the scientists today is listen to their solutions. That's what our citizens care about. And being in business, that's what you have to do. You have to solve problems. So
how did the meeting go? Governor Scott listened to a presentation by several scientists, which started with a few words from UM Professor of Geological Sciences Harold Wanless.
We're here because major climate change is already happening. Further warming of our atmosphere and oceans will occur through this century and pretty certainly beyond. This will result in accelerating ice melt, which is already happening, and accelerating sea level rise. Florida will be seriously to catastrophically affected.
Each of the five scientists then took turns and tried to give Scott a basic understanding of global warming, what's at stake for Florida, and possible solutions. But following the about 30-minute presentation, Eckerd College's marine science and chemistry professor David Hastings says he wasn't too sure Scott got the message to start taking action on a federal plan to reduce carbon emissions by 2030.
He did have questions during our presentation, but there was, in fact, no acknowledgement of the seriousness of the issue, nor was there any reflection of the position that he's going to take.
Still, Hastings says he remains hopeful Scott will see the light.
I'm inherently an optimist. I think it's fantastic that he met with us. I think it's fantastic that he had us come here. And I'm also a realist. And I look forward to hearing what he's going to do. And I'm concerned that he might not do anything. He has a real task in front of him to reduce carbon emissions by 38%, or to develop a plan to reduce these carbon emissions. This is a very forward-thinking plan on behalf of the EPA.
The scientists say Scott needs to develop a transparent process that will show how the state expects to meet what they call an ambitious goal. They add Florida can take the lead from other states that already have alternative energy and greenhouse gas initiatives. Under the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency's Climate Action Plan, the comment period deadline to develop a plan to reduce carbon emissions is October 15th. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Cordner.